Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for an increasing chance of rain over the next few days, with afternoon highs in the mid-80s. Let's get things started with shopping. Getting ready for hurricane season isn't cheap. To help, the state is once again giving Floridians a tax break on supplies. Merchandise covered includes batteries, generators, and power banks. And this year, pet evacuation supplies are included on the list, such as food, cat litter, and waste disposal bags. The 2022 Disaster Preparedness Sales Tax Holiday runs May 28 through June 10 and covers both brick and mortar and online shopping. In drinking news, choosing the best brewery in Florida is no small task. But one national publication took on the challenge and found its favorite spot in South Florida. The website Eat This, Not That set out to pick the best beer spot in every state and named Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park their favorite in our state. But it's not just the beer that caught their attention. Funky Buddha has a massive tap room with a full kitchen, a covered area for games, even a private dining room. For more on where to go around town, go to miami.com. In real estate news, a $90 million apartment and retail complex rising near Grenolds Park will help transform a corridor connecting Aventura and North Miami Beach. The development is on a 3-acre vacant tract at 179th Street and West Dixie Highway. It'll include 290 apartments and also retail on the street level. Rents are expected to start at $1,800 a month for the studio to 3-bedroom apartments. The complex is expected to open in early 2024 and will include a gym, library, and pool with an outdoor kitchen. This project is the first since 1979 that will add homes on this stretch of West Dixie Highway. In sports, another former Miami Hurricane is coming home. The Hurricanes are naming legendary UM fullback and longtime NFL scouting executive Alonzo Highsmith as the newly created general manager of football operations. Highsmith will work alongside Miami native and coach Mario Cristobal in a scouting-intensive capacity. Highsmith has most recently served as senior executive advisor to the Seattle Seahawks GM. As a player, he helped lead the Hurricanes to their first national title in 1983 under coach Howard Schnellenberger. And finally, iguanas, snakes, and alligators. Florida has them all. But weasels too? According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, the Sunshine State is home to long-tailed weasels. They are rare and secretive, making them difficult to study. Now, the agency is asking for the public's help in reporting any sightings. Weasels are often mistaken for the much more common river otter. What makes them so hard to study? They're fast-moving and can squeeze or slink into tight spaces and are excellent at staying out of sight. Hence the expression to weasel out of something. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.